Hello, lovelies. This is Jennifer Hall, and you are with me today at the Lessons from the Universe podcast. I'm excited to share my message with you today, as always, and I look forward to seeing where it takes us along our path to awakening. If you have questions or comments, show ideas, feel free to email the podcast. The email is jen@psychicjenniferhall.com. That is Jen with two N's at psychicjenniferhall.com. If you love today's podcast, please subscribe, share it, like it, or review, and help us grow our audience so that we can get more people than ever on the path to their something better. Here we go. Hello, lovelies. Welcome to episode 28. I don't know why that strikes me so much, but that's amazing that we just started in February and here we are together on episode 28. The theme for today was suggested by my children. My daughter said you should talk about telling the truth. And my son chimed in, honesty. And then, of course, they had this whole twin debate about if there's a difference between truth and honesty. Silliness. And adorable, of course. Definitely inspired by my kids, because they will tell you that the single most important rule in our home is tell the truth. It is at the core of my being that above all things, we must be truthful and honest with one another. You know, it's cheesy, I guess, but there's a saying, that trust is like a piece of paper. Once it's been crumbled up, it will never be the same ever again. And yeah, that's pretty true. I mean, of course, it can be earned back and all of that. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say we should constantly pay for our quote-unquote sins, especially not a child, right? But if you have destroyed someone's trust or they have destroyed yours, it requires an infinite amount of patience and openness and willingness for that trust to be earned again. And so there's that, right? I asked my children after they suggested this topic if they had any ideas of things that I should make sure I included in my episode. And my daughter said, well, I think the most important thing that people understand is that lots of people try to lie, but that lying gets them nowhere. She's so right. And of course, that's been her experience in life because I am her mother and there's no getting away with lying here. And anytime she's tried, it's certainly gotten her nowhere. My son, of course, just said that they're screwing with their karma. That lying screws with your karma. Does. What you put out does come back to you. And it's not always from the same person. Sometimes it's not even from a person. And when it comes to dishonesty, the person that you're hurting is you. Even if you get away with the lie, you are hurting your own sense of self, your own recognition of who it is that you are, your authenticity. And that damages your self-esteem and the way you view the world. My regular client and friend, Annie, she says that each time you lie, it's a boomerang, that it chips away at ourselves and how we view the world. Yeah. Yeah, because what we do, who we are, is what we expect from other people. I mean, without fail, 99% of the people who are obsessed with worry that their partner will cheat on them, it's because that person has cheated on someone in the past. Right? We fear that others will do the things that we ourselves have done. And that sucks, right? The good news is it's never too late to become an honest person. And often, unfortunately, it's totally a habit, right? I mean, there are people who will just lie about stupid things, right? It's the difference between I drink a Coke and I drink a Diet Coke. Like, what the hell? What's the point of that? Right? Or they lie about something that's fixable. It's silly. And of course, there are big things in life, right? There are things couples have to discuss about their past or about the mistakes that they've made in order to move forward. There are mistakes children make that they have to either carry with them or find the courage to tell their parents. And then we overcomplicate things, right? If you ask my children what our family rules are, they are simple. It is love, respect, protect. Love, respect, protect. No matter what their indiscretion, I remind them, I say, what are the family rules? And they say, love, respect, protect. And I ask them, are you doing that? If we don't tell the truth, we are not being loving. We certainly are not being respectful. And we're not protecting them either. Don't lie to yourself. Your lies don't protect others. That's bullshit. Now, I'm not giving you license to be an ass, right? Like, you don't have to just walk up to somebody and offer your haircut sucks or I didn't like what you cooked or whatever it is. I'm not giving you license to be a jerk. But don't withhold things with the closest people in your life. And, you know, while you don't need to go out of your way to tell somebody something that they will not enjoy hearing, if they ask you, you have to tell them. And if it's something that's a mistake that you made, you need to think really long and hard about how you would feel. Would you want to hear it from the mouth of the person who is supposed to be love, respecting, and protecting you? Or would you want to find out some backdoor way? I think you'd want to hear the truth right up front. And with that comes the conversation of the self. Lying to yourself will destroy your life. Telling the truth frees up space in your mind. All the worry and the twists and the turns, the spider webs being weaved in your thinking because of how you're twisting things and trying to keep it all straight, that makes our mind crazy. And often it doesn't actually have anything to do with anybody else. It's the self to the self. And when you're talking to somebody who seems to turn everything outward again and again and again, who cannot hear what you're saying, will not have the conversation that you're attempting to have, they are weaving spider webs in their mind from some deluded sense of self-protection. And when you do that, when you can tell in your mind that you're pushing something that's not real, right? Oh, that's not what I meant by that, or that's not what I was doing, or whatever, small or big. Sometimes we lie to ourselves out of deluded self-protection. And often it's not even important, right? Just tell the truth. I had something else on my mind today. I was going to do something else with that time, or I made a mistake and got caught up in how fun and exciting and attractive the whole thing made me feel. Be honest. Be honest. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with others. And grow trust starting with you, the self to the self. Lies are based on fear. It comes from fear, big or small. And sometimes people reject the word fear, right? But remember what the letters stand for. False evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R. Big or small. False evidence appearing real motivates people to think that a lie is protection. It's crap, you guys. Be honest with yourself. Move through the pain. Move through the potential argument that comes from it, and recognize that whatever it is smaller than what you will face if you lie. And to be very, very careful with saying, I promise, because you can't fix that. A broken promise is the worst kind of lie. If you are not 100% certain that you can keep the promise, don't make it. Don't make it. Do everything but make it. Say, I would love to promise you, but there are some things here that I'm not 100% sure I can control. So what I will promise you is that I will do my personal best. Don't make a promise you cannot keep for sure. I tell my kids all the time, I cannot promise you that, but I will try. And I will remind my husband, don't say I promise if you don't mean it. Right? There has to be something that is absolutely sacred, and a promise should be that. It is honesty. It is truthfulness. And it is love. Honesty with yourself and with others is love. Now, just to reiterate, that doesn't mean go out of your way to be a bitch, okay? You don't have to tell somebody, I hate your outfit. If you can tell they like it, tell them, I like how confident you seem. Or try thinking that first and see if you believe it. Because that's real. And if you don't, be sure that you take a minute to be honest with yourself. Why do I reject this? Does it remind me of something I don't want to remember? Does it make me feel jealous or fearful? Because all too often, what we decide we don't like is us lying to ourselves about our own insecurity or jealousy or something else. Sometimes it's a reminder from the past that we don't want. We can always reframe that, beloved. Your thinking allows you to change the path that you're walking and the path that you're living, the path that you're breathing and thinking and emoting all of it. Always check in with you first. If you react and you hear that thing inside of you, this is why am I doing this? Be honest with yourself. Check in. Why am I behaving this way? And if you can't find out immediately, step away. Stop mid-sentence. Say, you know what? I need a minute to think about this. Be honest with yourself and others. Don't do anything for reasons other than that. Be honest, always. Always. If you don't want to do something, don't do it. Guilt isn't the reason to do something. Fear isn't the reason to do something. Be honest in all things, big and small. Yes, please. When you can, come up with a nice way to say it, right? Be nice, be kind. But be honest and recognize that lies come cloaked in many, many costumes. Now, I am a fan of using semantics sometimes, okay? If you can come up with a nice way to share information with someone, you should, specifically if you're, you know, turning down an invitation or something. But there's the hardcore things with your partner, with your family, with yourself. You have to be honest, beloved. There's no choice. Because anything less shows a lack of love, a lack of respect, and the refusal to protect the people you love. Love, respect, protect. Yes, you may cause harm or hurt feelings right now, but in the big picture, it is protection. Honesty protects people from greater, bigger harm. From what it feels like when you find out that someone's been lying to you for a long time. That's harder to recover from. No matter how much it hurts, when someone's honest with you, it builds your self-esteem because You feel respected enough to be able to handle the truth. It has a major ripple effect through how you view yourself, your relationship, your world, because you know the truth. And that is a position of power, even if you must get through your hurt emotions first. And interestingly enough, when you tell the truth, sometimes you reveal the lie you've been telling yourself that you didn't even realize it was there. How often have you actually said how you felt, said what you were afraid of, said that thing out loud, only to find out it no longer had so much power? Sometimes we want to know we have the freedom, and knowing it releases everything else. It allows the rainbows to appear. I wish you could be here with me to see this, but I'm in my little recording space, and I have these soundboards that my husband and Stephen built for me. And they've really helped the sound quality, I hope you've noticed. But not only are there almost never rainbows in this room at this time of day, I have rainbow crystals, of course, everywhere, as you can imagine. They are somehow finding their way between these soundboards that are so close all around me. And I'm seeing rainbows. No coincidences, beloved. It feels as if they're being shined here. If I didn't know better, I'd think that my kids were behind me making it happen, but I know they're not. When we are honest and truthful, we take the rain and we use it to create rainbows. Be the crystal. Be the crystal hanging in the window that takes the elements around it, breaks it up, makes it real, and shows everybody all the rich colors of who you are. Make a promise to yourself so that you can make a promise to others. You know, we've talked about promises to the self before. Make sure if you make a promise to yourself, you keep it. Because if you can't trust you, you'll never trust anybody else. And that trust, the self to the self, is the foundation for calm, security, love, and absolutely for awakening. There is a quote attributed to Buddha, and it is, honesty is the first chapter in the book of wisdom. Yeah. You have to be honest. You have to be honest with who you are and who you want to become. You have to be honest, right? A painful truth is always better than a hidden lie. Always. Love, respect, protect yourself, the people you love, and the world around you. Those of you who've been following me very long know I'm a big fan of Taoism. There's a Taoist quote. The truth is not always beautiful, nor beautiful words always the truth. It might be ugly and hairy. But when we finally can face the truth, whether it's to ourselves or to someone else, we're able to transform. We're able to quit staring at that wall, at the dead end of the path we have been on, and see the alternative routes all around us. There's always opportunity. You're never stuck in the dead end. There's always a choice. And it starts with the truth. One more quote from Buddha, or attributed to Buddha, right? It's this. The best fighter is never angry. The best fighter isn't angry. The best fighter is honest. Honest about their role, honest about the role of others, honest about what they need and who they are and where they're going and what they are attempting to do. Period. even if it is a horrendous mistake that you know will hurt someone. Honesty is the thing that will get you to the other side. Honesty is the thing that could have kept you from making that mistake in the first place. Hear yourself. The self to the self. Because honesty with self leads to honesty with others. And if you don't think that's true, I want you to really look long and hard about how honest you're being with yourself. Because maybe you're lying to yourself about that. Remember, beloved, if you feel irritated, if you feel defensive, that emotion is telling you that there's something else to learn. There's something else hiding in there. Be honest with yourself. Go look for it. Find it. Heal you. And then you can heal all of the relationships around you. And or be free to let them go. The hurt will be temporary. And if it's not, if you have been honest with someone and they choose to carry that hurt for the rest of their lives, guess whose fault it is not? It's not yours. It's not yours. They then need to be truthful with themselves about the emotions that that experience has brought up in them. They then need to heal themselves because you have played a role in their curriculum. You are being partners in life. Partners in life, whether they're big or small, temporary or forever, do evoke emotions in each other. That's part of the deal. But recognize, if you're consistently making choices that hurt someone, if your partner is making choices that hurt you, or, you know, your children, though so often with children it's out of ignorance and very truly the lack of a prefrontal cortex in their brain. But people who ignore that still small voice inside of them, they're lying to themselves, and that is about them and not about you. And if you are feeling that lies are the way you should live your life, that it's your self-protection or the only way to keep things the way you want them to be, again, you are lying to yourself. Truth and honesty will set you free. I know you want to be free. There's no question. Free from the fear and the mental clutter of it all. Free. Free to learn and grow. Free from the burden that you carry when you lie to yourself or to the people around you. I want you to think about that this week, beloved. Think about the little small lies we tell ourselves. Even if it's just, I'll start my diet tomorrow. Until next time, beloved. Namaste. Thank each and every one of you for joining me today for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I appreciate each and every one of you for taking time out of your day to spend with me. If you haven't already found me on Facebook and Instagram, come and find me there and join the conversation. My Facebook family is growing and we want you there with us. If you are inspired by the podcast, please consider clicking the green patron button. Not only will your support help keep us going and growing, but also coming very soon, there will be some patron-only content saved just for those of you that choose to help keep us on the air. If you haven't received word, maybe you haven't been following on social media, I am also offering some educational sessions for people inspired by the podcast that would like to learn and know more. You can find detailed information about that in the About section on my Facebook page. I want to send you each light and love, clarity and wisdom. I know always that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with podcast who's got your back. Until next time, beloved, namaste.